Okay, so we just got done watching UFC 230 on November 3rd, 2018. The main event was Cormier versus Lewis. Cormier got it. It was a tap out. Got him in a chokehold. So here we got Jordan and Josh and, of course, me. And we're going to get their thoughts. Jordan, what are
hashtag
your thoughts?
And still, Cormier very boring, but there's something very quick, so the pain wasn't as long.
Okay, and what about the co-main event? Tell me about that.
The co-main event was very interesting between Renato Jacare Souza versus Chris Weidman. Jacare taking the fight on 3 weeks' notice and showing up. Had a broken nose in the first round and ended up coming back in the third, knocking out the All-American. Very, very interesting.
Yeah, I was sad to see the All-American go down. I was kind of rooting for him, but I guess some days are like that. So,
it is.
Yeah.
Some days are down in the dumps, and
yep.
Some days you're the champ.
That's right. All right, so what do you think was the highlight of the night? What do you think is going to be the fight of the night?
The fight of the night, definitely Jacare versus Chris Weidman. I think that's definitely fight of the night, and I think the knockout of the night will go to Israel Adesanya, who knocked out Derek Brunson in the first round with only 9 seconds left, and submission of the night will go to the only submission of the night, Cormier versus Lewis.
Gotcha. Do you have any thoughts, Josh?
I think the Cormier fight and the Lewis fight would have been a lot more interesting if Lewis, of course, was a wrestler instead of mainly just, you know,
a boxer,
yeah. But I think everybody already, you know, knows that and thought that, so.
Gotcha. So, Jordan, what do you think, do you think Cormier and,
Brock Lesnar,
yeah. Do you think that's going to happen?
I sure hope so. They're planning to do it in March. March is the month that Cormier plans to retire. So that would be 236, UFC 236. And I'd be very interested to see it. Lesnar has had problems before with the USADA testing pool and testing positive for steroids, so he has to make it there. But if it happens, I'll definitely be interested in watching.
Gotcha. And who would you be going for in that fight?
Daniel Cormier, for sure.
Of course. So Daniel Cormier has defended both the light heavyweight, and the heavyweight championship. And first guy in history to do that, so that was cool to watch history tonight, even though it was sad that Lewis couldn't couldn't have the
boring
upset.
Yes.
Ended in the second round, so.
He got Cormier in the eye a couple of times.
Yeah, a couple
had a
few solid
nice switch kicks as well.
Yep.
True, he had some very nice clean kicks.
He just didn't last standing up very long. Cormier just took him down too fast. And, 90% of the fight was on the ground, and Lewis wasn't prepared for that. So,
gotcha. So, what's the next fight that you're looking forward to, Jordan?
UFC 231. I'm definitely looking forward to that. That has two title fights: Holloway versus Ortega. Ortega's undefeated, and Holloway is arguably the greatest featherweight of all time, beating Jose Aldo twice, has the longest win streak in UFC featherweight history. And then the co-main event has Valentina Shevchenko versus Joanna. That is the former women's strawweight champion and the former number one contender in the women's bantamweight division, fighting for the vacant UFC flyweight title. So two title fights in one night. I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, that sounds exciting. And when will that be? What date is that?
That will be December 8th. We got two pay-per-views in December. We got December 8th, which is the card that I just mentioned, and then December 29th, which also has two title fights between Jon Jones versus Alexander Gustafsson, the rematch we've waited 5 years for, and Amanda Nunes, the women's bantamweight champion, trying to become a two-division champ, fighting Chris Cyborg.
Nice. And out of those, what do you think is going to be the most interesting fight?
Out of the four title fights?
Right.
I believe Jones Gustafsson will definitely be the most interesting. I'm very excited for that. The the title fight in 5 years ago is probably the best light heavyweight title fight I've ever seen, and they both promised to have a much better fight than the first one, so I'm very excited to see that.
Awesome. Let's see. Is there anything else you have to add to that?
There was a lot. There was a lot. I believe that whoever wins Nunes Cyborg is going to be the women considered the greatest woman fighter of all time.
Gotcha. And going back to the last fight between Khabib and McGregor, do we know yet what kind of punishment those two fighters will be getting?
We're going to know in December. I'm sure they're definitely going to get fined. It'll be interesting to see what suspensions are given out. But there are already talks of Khabib fighting GSP, so I don't believe the suspension will be too long.
Okay, gotcha. Nice. Well, guys, that I think that about wraps it up, unless either of you guys had something to add.
Solid.
All right.
Solid.
All right. Hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll talk to you next time. You guys want to say goodbye?
Deuces.
Bye.
安东尼·约翰逊 was a favorite when they first fought. They fought twice. When they first fought, Anthony Johnson was a huge favorite because Cormier had just lost to John Jones, and Anthony Johnson had power that no one's like ever seen before. So everyone was like, oh, he's going to knock Cormier out easily. And Cormier, again, was smart, took him down, just laid on him, and then eventually got Anthony really tired and choked him out like he did with Derek Lewis.
And was that for the championship fight?
That was a light heavyweight championship. That's when Daniel Cormier first won his light heavyweight belt. That was his first win. And then he had a rematch with Anthony Johnson at UFC 210. He beat Anthony Johnson at UFC 187 and then defended it at UFC 210 against Anthony Johnson. And I mean, both fights were very identical, you know, Cormier taking down and laying on
him. And that was his first defense of the title, right?
He had a few defenses. He defended it against Alexander Gustafsson, and then he was supposed to defend it at UFC 200 against John Jones, but John Jones tested positive for steroids. He tested positive for estrogen blockers. Which usually implies that you took steroids.
Gotcha.
And so when he tested positive, Anderson Silva stepped up, and that was just a 3-round bout. That wasn't for a title. And then he defended it at 210 against Anthony Johnson.
Okay. And then this is his first time defending the heavyweight, correct?
First time defending the heavy.
Yep. Yeah. You did a good job.
Baddest man on the planet.
Yeah.